Charles.
K261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and honor, which is to your name. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way on this morning, oh God. I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, we thank you for being the God that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Romans 4th chapter, 20th and the 21st verse. That's Romans 4th chapter, 20th and 21st verse. And it reads as follows. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, I still believe. I want you to get this topic in your mind. I still believe, no matter what the doctor report says, I still believe that I am healed. No matter what I'm going through, I still believe that God will come through for me. I'm still believing in the promises of God. You see, God gave Abraham the promise of a son when he was 75 years old. Even though both he and Sarah were too old to have a child, faith rose in Abraham's heart. 25 long years went by during which he had plenty of reasons to give up on the promise. But the scripture says, in hope against hope, Abraham believed. He went from I believe to I still believe. He had a made up mind. And when he was 100 years old, he and Sarah had their son. And Romans 4 and 20 says that faith is fundamental to fulfilling your purpose for being. You see, Abraham's faith became more bolder, and he was given all the glory to God. Faith is God's ordained way of being justified, because faith glorifies God. Romans 4 and 20 through 21st is a description of what the man of God had believed in. That he was actually saying, I want it to be true in my life. And I'm guessing you want what God has for you to be true in your life. Abraham believed God's promise throughout the entire ordeal, throughout his entire lifespan. That's the whole summary of what Apostle Paul was talking about here in Romans chapter 4. Abraham believed God. He did not waver through unbelief concerning the promise of God. He was strong in his faith. He gave all the glory to God. How did he give all the glory to God? By fully believing that God was able to do exactly what he had promised. My God, today, Abraham took God at his word. And we, people of God, we must do the same. And we must trust that all the promises of God have reached their yes and the amen in Christ. Lord, help our unbelief. So how do you live to the glory of God? You believe fully in the word of God. You put your trust in the promises of God. And this will bring all the glory to God, which makes sense, right? Yes, it does. You see, our salvation also comes from this as well. People of God, that's the whole point of what Apostle Paul is developing here in Romans chapter 3 and in Romans chapter 4. How we are saved by grace through faith and not our works. Through believing in Jesus, through believing in God's word, through believing in God's promises. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's how God reconciles us. That's how we're made righteous before God. By belief, by faith in Him, by trust in Him. And then it's not just a one-time trust. And then we kind of move on from that. This is a no matter what it feels like, God, I'ma trust the process. No matter what I got to go through, God, how you're the old bullshit, I'ma trust. I'ma stand on your promise. I'ma stand on your word. No matter who left me, God, I thought some people was going all the way with me, but they couldn't. No matter who left me, God, I'ma still trust you that you have everything under control. I'ma trust in the plan that you have for my life. I'ma trust you. I am not going to leave you because you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So, I'm going to give you the same honor, God. That's the mindset you got to have, people of God. This is a life of trusting Him. No matter what you go through, live a life of trusting God. When you live a life of trusting God, it is glorifying Him. Day in and day out, through believing every promise, believing that God will do what He has promised to do. This is the Christian life. This is the life that brings glory to God. It's a life of faith that doesn't waver through unbelief. Hallelujah, Jesus. People of God, God is looking for, I still believe people. I still believe God. Even though chaos is all around me, I still believe in you and I believe in your word. Maybe you believe God's promise, but nothing's changing. No doors have opened. You've been told over and over, you've been told, no, you couldn't have this, or no, this house is not yours. No, you have not been approved for the car, approved for the loan. No, you've been told no over and over again until you just automatically expect the word no. People of God, the doubts may have told you, it's too late. There is no way. Let it go. That's all a part of the process. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal your hope. He comes to steal your faith. He comes to steal your dream. He comes to steal your vision. It's all part of the process. But by you having the word of God planted in your spirit, you have the authority to speak to the enemy and he will flee. God didn't give you that dream. And God did not give you that vision just for you to give up on it, just for it not to come to pass. It's a process. Oh my God. He's already taken into account all the setbacks. Come on here, somebody. He already knows all the delays. He already knows all the barriers. He already knows the betrayals. Some of you have been betrayed. Some of you have been hurt to the core to where you wanted to give up on ministry. But that is something down deep inside of you that you couldn't give up on God. You couldn't give up on the process because you said, I still believe. Because if you did it back then, God, you're well and able to do it right now. He already knows about the closed doors. He already knows that you've been talked about and lied on. He already knows that people think that you are crazy because you believe in God for a supernatural move in your life. But you keep believing. You keep praising him. You keep thanking God that it's on the way. People of God, get the mindset. I still believe. No matter what it looks like. No matter how I feel, I still believe. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are our God. And that's reason enough to never waver in believing in your promises. Lord, you never come short of your word. Lord, we thank you that our faith can grow stronger through the process that we have to endure. Father God, we're going to keep believing. We're going to keep praising. We're going to keep thanking you. Because we know it's on the way. We're going to bring it out of the heavenly realm into the natural realm. We're going to praise you for the manifestation of every blessing, God. We thank you, God, that when the enemy come in like a flood, that you lift up a standard against him. And God, we say thank you. And God, we will forever give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning, and I want you to get that mindset. I still believe. Better yet, I believe God. I don't care what man say. I don't care what man do or how they talk about you or anyone else. You keep that mindset. I still believe God. I'm waiting on my promises, and I'm not going to let nobody get me out of the process of believing God. I want you to visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com, for some inspirational nuggets. And also, if you need to reach me, it's 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514,
Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone